Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord, glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming in your life. And today we're going to continue to talk about overcoming and rooting out anger. We looked at in the last broadcast many scriptures talking about anger being a destructive force in our life. In Genesis chapter 4, we see the fact that Cain murdered Abel. Why was that? Because of the fact that his offering was not accepted and he was angry about it. He was rejected because he brought an offering of the fruit of the ground, while Abel brought one of the firstlings of his flock. He's one who brought forth the tithe, an offering of giving that which was the first fruit unto the Lord, while Cain's offering was not accepted with God. In fact, God said, if you do well, shalt thou not be accepted. If thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. He didn't do well, and what happened? He ended up committing sin, and he got angry about it. Well, whenever we get angry, if we don't deal with that immediately, then it can lead us into committing areas of sin and destruction. And that's exactly what happened. Cain murdered Abel. He had jealousy over Abel's acceptance. And because of that, he was destructive. In anger, you can yield to even a murder spirit. And measly people who murder someone, they start out with anger, and then it develops into hatred, and then they might commit murder. In fact, the Bible says if you have hatred towards your brother, you actually are a murderer in 1 John chapter 3. Now, anger is an emotional disturbance. It affects the soul. It comes certainly from a feeling of injury or insult or resentment, distress, or some kind of hostility against you. It's a negative and depressive emotion. Now, anger in itself and the fact that we have that feeling or emotion is not sin, but when you act on the anger, it becomes sin in your life. Or if you hold an attitude of anger that would turn into resentment or bitterness, that also is sin, and it opens up the door for demonic spirits to come in. We saw the scripture in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 9, where it says, "Be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry." Do not be hasty to be angry. God wants us to be very slow to be angry. For anger resteth in the bosom of fools. We do not want to react that way. Proverbs 14, verse 16 and 17, talks about how the fool rageth and is confident, and he that is soon angry dealeth foolishly. We don't want to deal with things foolishly. When you are angry, that is going to cause you to deal with things in a wrong manner instead of dealing with it the way God would want you to deal with it. In 14:29, it says, "He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding. He that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly." We want to be slow to wrath, slow to be angry about anything. In Proverbs 15:18, "A wrathful man stirreth up strife. He that is slow to anger appeaseth strife." You know, I've seen so many people that have strife problems, and a root behind that is anger and why they get angry. They rise up and then they retaliate and they get into strife with individuals. In Proverbs 29:22, "An angry man stirreth up strife, and a furious man aboundeth in transgression." He will continue in walking in the areas of sin. That's why we got to deal with that anger attitude, that raging attitude, that furious attitude within us. That is coming from having given place to the devil, and demonic spirits will come in. Now, people oftentimes have different reasons for why they're angry. Perhaps you are angry because you have been rejected. Angry because you've been hurt by others. Angry because you've been abused or mistreated. Angry because you've been humiliated or shamed. Angry over some injustice done to you. Or you could have been angry at some individual, such as a husband or a wife or a mother or father, brother, sister, in-laws, some relative, maybe a teacher or some friend, who knows, who it might be, a coworker who has been destructive against you. And many times when you allow this to happen, it will start letting spirits come in, and over time it will really create a strong bondage. Many people are also angry about their circumstances, angry when they're frustrated, angry when they're disappointed, angry when bad things happen to them. See, these are wrong reactions. These are selfish reactions. These are reactions that are in the flesh. When you get angry, you are operating in the flesh. Angry at the job, angry over relationships. These are all a great mistake. You do not want to react this way. Many people, they're angry over the situation going on at home instead of dealing with it as God wants us to deal with it. Getting angry is not going to help us whatsoever. That is going to cause you to deal with situations foolishly. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 22:24, make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go. Do not make friendship with an angry man. Otherwise, there'll be a transfer of spirits, and stay away from the one who is a furious man. In Proverbs 19:11, the Bible says, the discretion of a man deferreth his anger, and it is his glory to pass over a transgression. See, the reason people get angry is because someone maybe has sinned against them. And if you are walking in love, you're going to cover over a transgression. You're going to defer or put off your anger instead of rising up. And this is why you've got to learn to forgive. If you don't learn to forgive when someone does something to cause you to have an anger feeling towards them, if you don't forgive immediately and choose to walk in love and show mercy, then you will allow that anger to work and cause you to sin against that person. You'll have an attitude. You'll get resentment or bitterness, or maybe you'll lash out against them and speak something against them. And then that becomes an area of sin in your life. So God wants you to be dealing with any anger attitudes by immediately forgiving the person. Remember, if you don't forgive, you're going to be turned over to the tormentors. Now, many times we may have a cause to be angry because of something, but you better watch. The Bible talks about that you should not be angry without a cause at all. There's a scripture over in 2 Samuel 13, verse 22 and verse 28, where Absalom, he was very angry because of the fact that Amnon had forced his sister Tamar, had raped her. And so he had anger against her. But his anger went beyond that. It turned into hatred and even murder. And he plotted his murder. This shows the fact that if someone has done something wrong and you have an anger emotion that comes up because of an injustice done, your reaction is not to be continue to harbor that. It is to immediately forgive that person. That person needs to be dealt with, but at the same time, you do not have hatred or retaliation. Remember, God says, vengeance is mine, I'll repay, saith the Lord. Instead, we're supposed to see that person as God sees them. We're going to love that person. We're not going to retaliate against them. Anger is going to cause a person to have hatred or resentment or even retaliate if you don't deal with it. Anger will demand retaliation if you hold that attitude within you. In Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1, the Bible says, a soft answer turneth away wrath. How are we going to deal with someone who comes at us? And many times we have to deal with anger because of people that have shown anger towards us. They've come with grievous words. The Bible says grievous words will stir up anger. What's the right thing to do? Give a soft answer. A soft answer turneth away wrath. The Bible says that wrath is cruel. And anger is outrageous in Proverbs 27, verse 4. A soft answer, though, is going to turn away wrath. And this is important that you do not react and get into a shouting match or raise your voice and get upset. That is going to be destructive. It's important that you learn to take your thoughts captive and think on good things and keep your mind stayed upon the Lord. Don't react in the flesh. Instead, think about what the Word says. Think about what God would have you to do. In fact, we need to learn to cease from anger and forsake wrath. That's what it says in Psalms 37, verse 8. The Bible says there that cease from anger and forsake wrath. Cease from it. Don't continue in that way. That's going to be destructive. In Proverbs 16:32, it says, he that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. God wants you to be slow to anger. Don't be one who's quick to be angry. If you're quick to be angry, then you definitely are in need of deliverance because you have probably sinned a lot in that area and you've let a lot of these spirits come in and they are causing you to react so easily. Remember, though, there's never any justification being angry without any kind of a cause even. In fact, in Matthew 5:22 says that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. Now, over in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26 and 27, the Bible says this, Be ye angry, and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Now that says, be ye angry, and sin not. How can you be angry and sin not? It's because you're going to not react with an attitude against the person. You're going to be angry at what was done and the fact that you saw an injustice or something that was destructive or something that the devil was able to accomplish, but you're not going to sin against that person by having a retaliatory attitude or reacting against them or holding bitterness or resentment or holding on to a negative attitude against them. That becomes an area of sin. You've got to learn to separate the sin from the person. You're going to hate the sin, but you're going to love the person. And you're not going to let an anger continue to be in you. Now, there would be a righteous anger because of the destructive thing the devil's been able to do through that person. But at the same time, don't let that even stay for long. If you have to deal with that wrath, even a righteous anger or a wrath because of what has happened, and if you do not deal with that before the sun goes down, the Bible says, what's happening, you're going to give place to the devil. In fact, down in Ephesians 4:31, he says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. God wants you to put that away. Instead, what's the answer? Be kind one to another. Verse 32, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. What's the answer when someone has done some things against you, sinned against you, and caused you to feel anger? Then you are going to immediately forgive that person. Forgive that person. Do not let anger or wrath or bitterness or retaliatory attitude get a hold of you. Otherwise, you will be giving place to the devil. Put these things away. So many people, I've seen them, they let anger and bitterness and resentment and all kinds of wrath and destructive attitudes be within them. It opens up the door to much bondage in their life. God says, put it away. Put it away and don't give place to it in your life. Colossians 3:8 says the same thing. Put off all these, anger and wrath and malice. Put these things away and root this anger out of your life. We're going to talk more on this in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close.